Describe a drawing or painting that you like.
What are the differences between painting and drawing? Well, I'm not an expert in art or anything, but I think one difference between painting and drawing is the materials used. You know, a painting is made with paint, while a drawing is usually made with pencils. So the materials are different, as one is wet and one is dry. For example, a painting and a drawing may take the same amount of time to create, but once finished, a painting must dry, whereas a drawing is ready. This is probably the most obvious difference. Why do some people keep a painting for a long time? Paintings are more valuable the older they get, especially if the artist becomes famous. People like to have valuable items. I guess it may be because they want to show their wealth and status to other people, or maybe it's a way of accumulating wealth. For example, some people collect art and keep it for a long time so it becomes very valuable. A person's wealth goes up when they own lots of valuable things. Even if they don't have this money in the bank, they may still be very wealthy because they own a lot of old paintings. However, some people might keep the painting because it was done by a family member and has a sentimental value. Some parents keep their child's paintings from primary school. These paintings definitely have no monetary value, but the parents keep them because it's a precious memory. How does building style affect people's lives? I may not be an expert in architecture, but one thing that comes to mind is how different types of houses can change the way people make friends. In some neighborhoods, houses have front and backyards, making it easier for neighbors to connect. You could sit in your front yard, enjoy a cup of tea, and chat with a neighbor. But in apartment buildings, everyone lives in their own separate spaces. Sometimes you might not see anyone at all. This makes it hard for neighbors to socialize, which can lead to a sense of distance among people. I think this is one big way buildings can affect how we live. Besides, a building's design can also impact your mental well-being. For example, if a building has high ceilings, it might feel as though there's more space, which can make residents feel more comfortable and in a better mood. However, if a building has low ceilings, then some might feel the space feels cramped and even somewhat stifling. How do children learn to paint? It seems to me that most children learn to paint at school. Children are encouraged to paint when they are in kindergarten, preschool, and even primary school. When they are quite young, they just play with the paints and don't really paint anything specifically. However, when they get a bit older, say in primary school, most children have an art class. In this class, they will often have a teacher who is an artist themselves. And this is where the real learning of skills can begin. Besides, some parents choose to enroll their children in art classes, and kids may begin learning various painting techniques as early as age 3 or 4, whether through online or in-person art classes. How do young people share art with others? Young people have a lot of places to share their art with others. Most likely, young artists will be part of a community group or class that will give members a chance to share their art with their peers and will hold exhibitions to allow students to showcase their art. There are also lots of different online platforms and communities that allow people to show off their work and receive comments on it. For instance, people can live stream themselves drawing manga on platforms like TikTok. Nowadays, there are tons of these live streaming options that can bring in a big audience, making it a great way to get their art noticed by people. Do you think the objects we use in our daily lives should be beautifully designed? Well, I think that practicality is usually what matters most. I mean, let's be real. If something looks great but falls apart in a week, it's not doing anyone any favors. But we have to admit that beautiful stuff tends to catch people's attention and can put them in a better mood. For instance, when you wake up feeling all groggy in the morning, a fancy coffee mug can totally lift your spirits. And when you visit a friend's place, their cool decorations can leave you seriously impressed. So to boost our overall quality of life, it's pretty important to make everyday things look nice. It just makes life more enjoyable and fulfilling.